Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Harmony Foundation podcast series. It's my pleasure today to be joined with Kirk Johnson, LPC, LAC, and CAST. Can I say CAST? CAST or CSAT, with South Platte Counseling in Inglewood, Colorado. Good to have you here.
Thanks, Trina.
Really excited to hear more about your program and what you all do. But you have a very interesting story. So I was online looking you up, and I learned that you used to play in the minor league baseball team. Mm-hmm. So how do you go from being a baseball player to being a therapist? What did that trajectory look like?
Well, you know, to be brutally honest, what happened was I played sports throughout my life, but I also, you know, probably junior high age, started picking up drugs and alcohol, and sports and partying went hand in hand. But I will say sports saved my life because it kept me on the straight and narrow, if you will, as straight and narrow as you could be when you're a drug and alcoholic addict. But
could have been way more crooked is what you're saying.
Yes. And after I got done playing baseball professionally, then my addictions really, really ramped up. And in the early 90s, I started embracing sobriety, and I started doing a lot of volunteer work just as a way of giving back. And then finally, one day somebody said, have you ever thought about becoming a CAC? And I was like, what's that? So I started looking into it, and I already had like 5,000 or 6,000 hours of volunteer experience. So I started taking the classes. I got those knocked out, and I started working in treatment centers. I started back years ago working in detox at Arapaho House. And then and then as I started getting into more addictions counseling, I kept on constantly referring people out for the dual diagnosis portion of the illness. And you know, I'd be working with a client maybe on alcohol addiction, and then I'd say, I really need you to go see somebody else to work on this depression and trauma. And they're like, are you kidding me? I'm doing everything I can to come and see you. So finally, the stars aligned, and I went back to grad school and got my degree so I could work with both sides of the issues.
That was a great move. It seems like, you know, because you're so right. There's so many people that are like, just to get up and get to one appointment is one thing. Now, sending them to another person, but to combine it where they already built that trust, very smart. Very smart. Well, you launched recently, or maybe not so recently, the South Platte Counseling Center. And to what you talked about earlier, you've got a group of mental health providers that work within your practice. So it's not just you. Can you talk kind of big picture about what your services are like at South Platte and what somebody might experience when they come in for your services there?
Yeah. So for the last 5 years, it was just me at South Platte. Years ago, I had a treatment center, but it was primarily just mandated clients that we saw at the treatment center. And then I had a private practice in Denver. I closed those down because I kind of want to simplify my life, and I opened up South Platte 5 years ago. But I just, in the last 6 months, did an expansion. I hired 6 new therapists that are working for me. So my specialties are primarily trauma and addiction, both behavioral and substance abuse addictions. And the folks that I've brought on board come from a variety of different niches, if you will. Niches, I always forget how which one's the right way to pronounce it. But so I'll just talk about each one of my staff members and what their passions are, if you will. So, of course, minor addiction and trauma, and then Brooks Canaday. He's very interested in working with OCD and porn addiction, as well as other types of addictions and anxiety. And then Demetra Denilenko-Dixon, she is wants to work with LGBTQ issues and also as addiction as well, and life transition. And then Jenny Robbins, she is a grief and bereavement specialist, and she really, her passion is working with traumatic grief. And she also works with trauma, addiction, and anxiety. And then Jen Yater. She is a marriage and family therapist, and her passion is adolescence and children and couples work mm-hmm. and the family system.
Great.
And Marianne works with all types of disorders, but specifically mood disorders and grief and bereavement mm-hmm. loss.
What a great combination of various aspects of behavioral health that you've offered. So when somebody comes in, they really could, you know, identify what would be the right clinician to work with them mm-hmm. based on the specialty that they need.
Yeah, and who they feel the most comfortable with. Because
right.
I think sometimes we forget that one of the most important things in the success of counseling is feeling comfortable
that
with who you're working with. And
I agree with that.
That connection.
I agree with that. Well, so as I was learning about you, mm-hmm. I noticed a quote on your website that I thought was really interesting. The only normal people we know are the ones we don't know well. That's by Alfred Ader, a psychotherapist. Why did that resonate with you, that you put that up there?
Well, as I get older and meet more people and, you know, think about my childhood and the neighborhood I grew up in, there isn't too many normal people Mm-mm. that we meet. Mm-mm. And I think Alfred Adler, when he said that, realized that nobody is quote-unquote normal. We all have our struggles. We all have our stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that just kind of tongue-in-cheek just really resonates with me. And it also reminds me how many of my clients compare their insides with everybody's outsides.
Mm-hmm.
They think, oh, these folks are all normal. I think social media
does
mm-hmm. not a very good job
yep.
helping us realize that other people have struggles as well. We mm-hmm. see everybody's polished version of their lives.
Very filtered.
And mm-hmm. and so this always just kind of brings me back to earth and just helps me kind of remember I am you and you are me.
Mm-hmm.
We all have struggles. If we walk in somebody's shoes and get to know them well enough,
right,
we'll figure out, mm-hmm. oh, they have their stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why that resonates with me.
I heard a great quote somebody said one time, that the only thing that's normal is the button on your washing machine. And I thought that was really cool.
That's good. I'll remember that
yeah,
one.
That's the only normal thing that you'll find is the button on a washing machine.
There you go.
So. Well, we always like to get to know the person behind the program, so I'm going to ask you just a couple of questions. What books have you gifted the most to other people?
The books that I've gifted the most.
And it may be that you haven't actually given them to somebody,
uh-huh.
or maybe just recommended to them to read.
How many of my books have I loaned out that never have been returned?
and then there's that one.
the book that I give or recommend the most is, when I'm talking this world, clinical world, clients, is just a really simple book that's probably written for adolescents by Daniel Amen called Mind Coach. And he talks about, you know, cognitive distortions, and he really, really wrote it by being inspired by his kids
mm-hmm.
and what they struggled with.
Mm-hmm.
And so he talks about ANTs in the books, and ANTs stand for automatic negative thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, what do we have to do with ANTs? We have to extinguish them. And then he identifies 9 really bad ant species
mm-hmm.
that we have to watch out for, like mind reading, fortune telling, all or nothing thinking, etc., etc.
Mm-hmm.
And I share that with my clients, and they're like, oh my gosh, I do this all the time,
mm-hmm.
as we all do.
Sure.
But it's just a really simple, nice read to help us, to remind us, you know, how powerful our thoughts can be,
mm-hmm.
and they affect us in every aspect of our life.
Mm-hmm. We are not our thoughts. We are
right.
not our thoughts. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll kind of double down on that, and I don't give this book out, but it's called The Messages in Water,
mm-hmm.
and Masuko took photographs of water samples that he would tape messages to, like a glass of water that he would tape the message I love you to, and the same water sample he would tape I hate you to, and then he would freeze them and photograph the crystals, and the ones with the negative message would be distorted and warped. mm-hmm. where the ones with a positive message would be so beautiful and precise. And I say to my clients, you know, what if this is just a little simple water sample, what is this doing to ourselves when we have these negative thoughts?
So true.
So
I do remember that book you're talking about, because I thought that was so profound.
Right.
So profound. Well, so if I were to play off the idea of the word harmony, what do you think it means to live a life in harmony?
Harmony to me means, well, obviously in tune mm-hmm. or in sync. And I like to think of myself and my fellow human beings, friends, client, family, you know, that we're mind, body, spirit. Mm-hmm. And I think being in harmony is when we're taking care of mind, body, and spirit. Mm-hmm. And I could think of that kind of like a tripod, you know, and are all those legs strong?
Mm-hmm.
Or are we a little tippy?
Mm-hmm.
I also think of harmony, you know, in being in line with our values and our morals and our thoughts and our actions. Are they all in sync?
Mm-hmm.
Or are we, do we have a value for some one thing, but we're living not in accordance with that value? And I think that could throw us out of tune or out of harmony.
You're right.
And then from the treatment community and, you know, Harmony Foundation or what I do, I think we could be in sync trying to help our clients find all aspects of care.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we might send them to treatment. They might come out and see a therapist. They might hire a fitness coach or a nutritionist. Or we're working with their psychiatrist simultaneously while also talking with their sponsor
mm-hmm.
or something like that. And I think that treatment can be in harmony as well,
mm-hmm.
you know, if we're coming at it from an integrative point of view.
Mm-hmm. I really like that. And that's the first time I've ever heard anybody look at it from that perspective. But you're right. It is almost like a symphony, isn't it?
Sure.
When you're looking at all of the variations that play a part in what somebody would be looking for recovery, it is sort of a harmonious relationship between all of these different people.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really nice. Thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome.
Well, it's been a pleasure having you on campus. I know it's been a long time. We cannot wait 12 more years for you to come back, so we want to make sure you come back sooner.
Sure.
And thank you for sharing South Platte with us and a little bit about your background. If someone were listening today and wanted to access services at South Platte, how could they get in touch with you?
They could call 303-910-0800.
Okay.
And that's our phone number. Or they could go and fill out one of our forms online, which is at www.southplattecounseling.com, or email me, Kirk, K-I-R-K, at southplattecounseling.com.
Perfect.
And then if they see a therapist on our website that they feel like they might be a good fit for, they could email any one of those therapists just at their first name at southplattecounseling.com.
Wonderful.
And then we're going to have some videos of all our different therapists up on our website. We're redoing our website right now, so,
mm-hmm.
So we'll be please able to excuse get our dust. You know.
Well, that's good that you're under construction. That's a good sign of progress.
Right.
So, well, thank you, Kurt, for taking the time to visit with us. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you for having me, Gina. I appreciate it.